Krishna, not Krishna's money. That is taken by Ravana. Just like Sita belonged to Rama, but it was taken by Rama. That is, and Hanuman became worthless. So we are worthless. That Rama, Sita has been taken by Rama. And so we are trying to rescue her. And that is our Krishna consciousness. Yes. Sita, Lakshmi ji, Ram, Chandra, Lord Rama, Narayan. So, Ravan thought that let me make profit taking away Sita. The result was that he became vanquished with everything. He could not get the favor of Sita, but the whole family, whole kingdom became vanquished. So this policy is being followed at the present moment. Everyone is interested in Sita, not his Ram. You see, but the foolish people do not know that without Ram, he cannot see Sita. That is happening. When you go to ask for some money in India, they give us 1,000, 2,000. And when there is war between Pakistan and Hindustan, somebody is giving 50 lakhs, somebody is giving 100 lakhs. And what is being used? No, Bombayanama. So if you don't spend for Rama, then you have to spend for bombs, that's all. You cannot keep the money. That is the way of nature. That I want to keep money, that is illusion. You cannot keep. It will be spoiled. If you don't spend for Krishna, then it will be spoiled for some other person. Therefore, so long we have got money, let us spend it for Krishna. That is real saving. That is real saving. There is a verse, Tattva Sadharmam Charanamujam Pare. That verse is very nice.
तत्वा सधर्मं शरणामृजं हरे भजन्नपकोटपतितो यदि यत्र कवा भद्र मभूत् अमुष्टकेन पूर्वार्थ व्याप्त अवगतान सधर्म एवं तावत् कामकर्मादि अनर्थ हेतु क्या तंग विहाय हरेर नीलैव वर्णयितुम् उक्तम् इदानीं तु नित्य नैमित्तिक सधर्मनिष्ठमपि अनादृश्य केवलं हरिभक्तिरेव उपदिष्टव्य इत्याशयेन आह तप्यति. नारद मुनि इज एडवाइज्ड दैट इफ वन गिव्स हिज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटी सधर्म तत्वा सधर्म. Sadharma means occupation. According to Vedic thought, occupation means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sutra, Guna, Karma, Vihara. Now, we have got somebody is businessman, somebody is lawyer, somebody is engineer, somebody is something. But somehow or other, everyone has got some prescribed duty or occupation. So here it is advised, tattva sadhanma charanamujam hare, bhajan. if even one gives us his prescribed duty and takes shelter of Hari, Bhagavan, Krishna, Tatmasadharmam Saranamudam Hari Bhajan. Now, if one executes devotional service after taking shelter of Krishna, that is all right. But even if he falls down and in immature state, Bhagavad says, Gatra Kava Abhadra Bhutamu Sitting. What is the loss there? That's right to understand. Even if he falls down, because there are so many strict rules and regulations. If one follows the rules and regulations and the devotion of Abhyavicharini Bhakti, Mans Abhyavicharini Bhakti Yogi Naja Asur Bhakti. So even if it becomes Bhavichar, broken, and he may be not successful in one life. But have Narada Muni says, this is the word of Narada Muni says, then what is the loss there? Jatra, kava, abhatra, abhut, amushtaking, kova, artha, apta, abhajatang, sadharma. But if one is engaged in occupational duty very perfectly, but she does not know what is Krishna consciousness and what is his gain, this is the question. Kova, artha, apta. What does he gain? Abhajatang, he is not engaged in Krishna consciousness. Sadharmata, but he is fixed up in his prescribed duty. So we have to understand this important fact, that we may be very faithfully discharging our duties as a family man, as a community man, as a nationalist, as a businessman, as a this or that. Perfectly. But if we do not take to Krishna consciousness, there is no gain. It is simply waste of time. This is the body. On the other hand, one gives us the occupational duties, prescribed duties, and take to Krishna consciousness. And even if he does not advance perfectly, if he falls down, there is no law. Here this man, sticking to his prescribed duty, does not take to Krishna consciousness, he has no gain. On the other hand, a man discharges his prescribed duty, takes to Krishna consciousness, but does not make his perfect, falls down, he has no law. Try to understand. Siddhartha remarks in this, Nanu sadharma tyagena bhajan bhakti paripatena yadi kitartha bhave tada na kadachit chinta. Or like all has given up his prescribed duty and he is engaged in devotional service, that's very nice. There is no question. But यदि पुनर अपस्ता एवं मृियता तथा भ्रष्टेद्वा तथा च सधर्म त्याग निमित्त अनर्थ साधिति आशंकाः ततो भजनात् पथे पतन्ति भ्रष्टे नियतवा यदि तथापि भक्ति रसिकस्य परमान अधिकारिता न अनर्थ शंका. There is no anartha. No anartha. There is no anartha. Still he is there. The thing is that this man who has given up his prescribed duty and taken to Krishna consciousness, and even he falls down, whatever percentage he has executed, it goes with him. Whereas, in ordinary world, suppose you are a businessman, you have accumulated millions of dollars in the bank. When you go, the money remains in the bank, you go empty.
activities.
Therefore, you have worked so hard for these millions of lives, it is all lost. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mithu sarva harasya, sarva harasya aham. I am death, and as death, I take away everything. Today, the purpose is that whether I accumulate millions of dollars and at the time of my death, he remains in the bank and I go empty-handed, and according to my karma, I take another birth, maybe human being or cats and dogs, so that is a different thing. But whatever I accumulated here, that remains here. It does not go with me. But this devotional service, whatever you have executed, even if it is not fulfilled 10%, even if it is 10% or 15%, you have to, that 10%, 15% or 50% goes with you. And next life, you get a chance for giving either from 51% or 15% as well. But all other material assets, that you cannot take. Therefore, the conclusion is that so long we have got some strength, intelligence, money, it should be utilized for Krishna consciousness so that it is gold.
Swami, when you explain in temple world, not in Krishna consciousness.
Explain what is Krishna consciousness?
Yes, in temple.
You explain. Devotee Nandan Maharaj.
Krishna consciousness means to understand, first of all, that I'm not this body. That this body is born, this body dies, but I am not this body. I am an eternal spirit, Jivatma, and I'm living in the body. And then when this body is finished, I will go out of this body. Whatever is my desire of death, whatever is my work in this life, I will get another body in that condition. Go on like this. But the solution, how to get the eternal soul out of this cycle of birth and death, is to understand that the spirit soul, the Jivatma, is part and parcel of Krishna. In the fourth chapter of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, when you have seen the truth, you will see that all these living beings are my parts and parcels. They are in me, and they are mine. And Krishna says that these parts and parcels are all eternal. They are eternal entities. They are actually associated with Krishna. We've forgotten it. Now, to revive my relationship with Krishna, the part and parcel serves the whole. It's like a part of the hand. The part of the body is the hand. The hand must take food and must put the food up to the mouth and into the stomach. Then the hand is nourished. If the hand tries to enjoy the food separately, that will be frustration. There will be no benefit. The part and parcel, the hand, must serve the whole body. Similarly, we part and parcel entities are by nature, we are servants of Krishna. Now we are serving boss, country, family. If we have nothing else to serve, we serve a dog or a cat. But we're always a servant. Service is part of our nature. That is the thing you cannot change. We are all servants. So Krishna consciousness means that I'm not anymore serving on this bodily platform, but I'm serving as a spirit. And the spirit is meant to serve God, to serve Krishna. So Krishna consciousness means to become conscious that I am part and parcel of Krishna. Everything is Krishna's. It's His energy. I am part of His energy. Therefore, every energy should be offered to Krishna. My business is to offer it. This is called Bhakti Yoga. This is what we're doing. This is consciousness. So when one understands, begins to act on that principle, then he is in Krishna consciousness. The result is that he purifies his existence. Krishna is Param Brahma, Supreme Spirit. When you link with Krishna, you're purified, you realize I'm spirit soul, and even before quitting this body, you're seeing Krishna everywhere in that pure state. And automatically, in that state of Krishna consciousness, even this body dying, Krishna says, one who has always fixed his mind on me can know and remember me even at the time of death. And thus, you're thinking of Krishna. That is your desire for Krishna. You take birth in his eternal abode, which is called Vaikuntha, or actually the Loka Vrindavan.
Jam jam bhavi smaran loke padat panti padevara.
To where to fix the attention, then he says, to fix the attention in me, me, what does he mean by me?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
At a time of death, first
now, what do you mean by me?
Me means at this juncture, there is nothing.
If I say, give me a glass of water, what do you mean by this?
Yes,
me
in this body, I don't mean that body. There's something else in me. So, for a worldly person, if it is not explained properly.
But therefore, worldly person, this education is being imparted that you are not this body. You are a spirit soul. Now, at this present moment, when I speak, in my bodily concept of life, give me a glass of water. That water is needed for my body.
So what is not to be seen, so in what can a man, by dying, fix his intention or atma, in what it is not to be seen. And nirakar, nirvikar, we cannot see it. So, could it be made clear in worldly words in to which a man by dying?
You cannot see so many things. That does not mean that things are not existing. You cannot see what is beyond this wall.
So,
your seeing power is very defective. So this is not an argument that because he cannot see, there is no soul. That is a good argument. You cannot see beyond this world. That does not mean there is nothing beyond this world. Your seeing power is defective. So you cannot see so many things, but you can hear. That's like beyond this world. Who knows, he can say beyond this world there is another house. Belongs to Mr. Such and Such, he can say. So you can understand what is beyond this world by hearing, not by seeing. Similarly, you see there is no soul, but you can hear from Krishna there is soul. Krishna says, Deinasmin tathadehi kaumar jaumanang jara. Tatha dehantaram prati dhiratvatva. So you have to hear from Krishna. Why do you believe on your seeing power? You are so defective. And still you are believing on your seeing power. Your argument is, I cannot see. But what is the value of your seeing? Why don't you consider in that way? Your seeing is worthless. First of all, you have to admit that. You cannot say, because I do not see, there is no existence. This is not argument.
I'm trying to understand it because I want to understand.
Now you understand that I say that just like nobody sees where is the soul. But one can perceive that is education. Just like a man dies, his relatives cry, oh, my father gone, my father gone. Why your father is dying? See your father, you have seen your father, his body, why are you crying? What is your answer? You have seen all along this body is your father, why you are crying, my father is gone, my father is gone. Why?
That is why I ask. That thing is cannot be seen.
That means you have not seen your father so long.
To fix the fix the attention while dying. That is my question.
And that's
the same thing. Yes.
For us, Krishna is not just airy. His personality is as real as you and I are real. So when the attention is to be fixed, it is fixed on Krishna and Krishna himself. Krishna with physical body. Krishna as you see in the temple down below. Krishna as described by Bhagavad Gita and described by Srimad
Bhagavad.
Fix your attention on Krishna.
That's it.
Krishna in his personalized form. And you'll never go wrong. So while dying, fix your attention on Krishna. And you can only do it if throughout your life, if Krishna's name is on your tongue. If for 24 hours, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, at the time of your death, his name will automatically come.
His name and he is not different.
He and his name, Swamiji has taught us, not different. For any other thing, the object and its name are different. But for Krishna, Krishna's name is the same thing as Krishna himself.
Yes.
In Gita, it is said on several times that Tatsvim, the God. What do you mean? How can you explain Tatsvim?
Are you spelling
it? Bhagavad Gita, I just come only to understand this thing. I don't want to ask you that. I can be very frank. I want to ask a question to understand 24 of nine chapters, which says, Aham he sarva yajyana bhuta.
Prabhu Reva. Tatena means in truth. Tatena means in truth. In truth, what is actually Krishna? That is called Tatena. So that can be understood. Krishna explains, Vaktyamam Vijanati Javan Jasyami Tatena. But that tattena you can understand by bhakti. Krishna says, So you have to take to the bhakti yoga. Then you'll understand what is tattena.
If one is a beginner, what is the way of going reaching that stage when he can understand?
Yes. Okay. The first thing is a sraddha. Just as you are asking question, sraddha, faith. Just like anyone who is coming to us, he has got some little faith. But that is the beginning. Adu sraddha. Sadhya means, it is very nice, Krishna consciousness movement is very nice. Let us try to understand what it is. This is called Sadhya. Then, next stage is Adu Sadhya Tato Sadhu Sangha. Then next stage, if you are serious about this, to understand Krishna Tattena, then you must associate with persons who are actually Krishna Bhakta. Just like if you want to learn some business, you go to the association of that business society. You see,
first of all, your interest, I learned this business, I want to learn this business. Online, when you go to the society, stock exchange society, this society, banker society, all this, you learn. First of all, this intention, sadhya, then sadhusam, sadhu, sadhya, tapu, sadhusam, satsam, then bhajana kriya. Then as they are executing devotional service, they are rising early in the morning, having Mangala Arati, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, reading books, taking prasadam, going to preach Krishna consciousness. These are called bhajana kriya. Then arathana yuktisya. Then things which are blocking you to understand Krishna tattvena, that will be finished. That means anartha, just as we prohibit our students not to have illicit sex, not to drink or any intoxication, after drinking tea or smoking, and no gambling, no meat eating. So these are within the bhajana kriya. Early rising, early in the morning, offering mangala arati, giving up all this nonsense, hurry. These are bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya anartha nivittishyat. Anartha means which you do not require. Just like without smoking, without drinking tea or liquor, you don't die. You have simply practiced to by bad association. Similarly, by good association, you can do it. Just like these Europeans, American boys, they were habituated to all these bad habits. And now they have given up. This is called anarthanivitti. Then, anarthanivitti, after that, tato nishtha. Nishtha means firm faith. This firm faith is on the platform of understanding Krishna, Shakti. Otherwise, we cannot have firm faith. So, you have to pass through so many stages. Then you can come to the platform of understanding Krishna, tatti, you know. Nishtha. Tatu nishtha. Tathāsakti. Then attachment. Yeah. Tathāsakti. Tatu bhāva. Then expression. Then you get love of Krishna. Sādhatānāvāṁ prēmno prādhudhāvi bhavet prama. Any sādhat is actually trying to love God. These are the stages, karma. So you have to go to the karma pantha. Theoretically understanding will not help you. You have to take to practical life. Yes. That is tattva.
I'm a student from India, Bangladesh, and all things. So I can only come to temple sometimes. The other boys can only laugh at me. Can only laugh at me if you come to the foot of the temple. So on. With your students, you should worship what is alive. And let's see.
Who advises this?
So the Hindu religion.
Who is that gentleman?
There are lots of Protestants.
He is the leader of that Hindu religion. He should hear some nonsense and that is a difference. He is a nonsense to advise you. So you have to reject all this nonsense proposal.
So do you think that we should not worship goddess of learning that is also
the problem? No, if you simply satisfied with goddess learning, you can worship goddess of learning. But what your learning will do, that will not save you from the material, simulations. There are so many learned scholars. Does it mean that he is not subject to birth, death, disease and old age? You become learned, but if you do not become so learned as to understand God, then what is the value of your learning? But ultimately,
as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Anti Gyanaman Mang Prabuddha. That means learning is not finished. It is still imparted knowledge, Gyanavan, unless he comes and surrenders to Krishna. That's why goddess of learning. There is a long story, it will take time. The goddess of learning, Keshav Bharati, she advised Keshav Bharati to rather the man who comes to the sunshine, he becomes disinfected. You follow what I say? So, everyone is infected with some sinful life. So if he comes to the temple, the temple is not affected by this infection. Rather, the infected man becomes limpid, sterilized.
And what is a man's duty? Is it to his family and wants to be Krishna's
way,
but he is to his family?
Let him follow the Krishna's way, that's all. That is his duty. Surrender to Krishna and what Krishna says, do, that's all. That's your duty. True lokayam karma mandam. If you do not work on account of Krishna, then you become bound up by the resultant action of your karma, bad or good.
Does Krishna put you where he wants you to be?
Good father.
Does Krishna arrange for your situation in life as if he wants it, so he makes you go there?
Still I do not follow.
Does Krishna, wherever Krishna wants to be, that is where we are. We are,
no.
Our position in life is because Krishna desires it.
First two desire. And desire to become certain, third, Krishna helps me all, I do become certain. And Prabhupada has got this for me. So, if I want to become a devotee, Krishna makes me a devotee. If you want to become a demon, Krishna makes you a demon. So when you become a demon, he gives you facility how to act as a demon. And when you become a devotee, he gives you facility how to become a devotee. Krishna is very kind. As he wants, he also gives you facility. Jigathana Ankrabandam. But Krishna says that you give up all this nonsense having of becoming jiva, he just surrender, that Krishna, that is Krishna. But we don't surrender to Krishna, we surrender to our senses. My wants to do something, I should. Just, I don't surrender to Krishna. That is the cause of our suffering. Just like a small child, if you obey the order of the parent, he is happy. If he does not do so, then he is happy. Krishna is our Supreme Father. If we obey Krishna, then we are happy. If you don't obey, then we are unhappy. Is there any difficulty to understand? It is very plain. ask Arjun to fight to challenge for the battle. Arjun said, no, I cannot fight. I cannot kill my brother and nephews on the other side. That is Arjun's manufacturing. That is not Krishna's manufacturing. Krishna wanted that in the battlefield all the jewels should be assembled and they should be killed. That was Krishna's vision. But Arjun said, no, they are my kinsmen. They are my brothers, grandfather, nephews and son-in-laws and so on, so I cannot. Therefore, he was given a lesson on Bhagavad Gita. And he was asked at the end, what do you want to do? Then Arjun said, yes, I shall do what you are asking. That's all. That is finished. Parishtey Vatanam Tava. This is physically. Yes. We want to do something physically. Krishna says something else. If we accept Krishna's instruction, then you are perfect. And if you go on doing something whimsical, then you are fallen. But we prefer to act whimsical according to our dictation of the senses. Do not take the dictation of Krishna. That is the cause of the problem. So our this movement is to teach people how to become obedient to Krishna. Yes. We are practically trying to be obedient to Krishna and we are teaching others also to become obedient to Krishna. Simple thing. And how to become obedient to Krishna? And that is also said, manvana bhava matvapta matyari manvansu. So come to the temple, you become a devotee of Krishna, offer your obeisances, always think of Krishna, that is. Manvana bhava matvapta, always think of me, Krishna says. Just become my devotee, offer your obeisances to me, and you are coming back to me, guaranteed. Yes. Very simple. If anyone wants to understand Krishna consciousness, it is very simple. This is the formula, anyone can accept it. If not, if he wants to understand through philosophy, science, everything, there are books. 3 dozen books you can read. So I will clear the side. You have to...
Me is going to 7, isn't it?
Huh?
I don't think it's here. It's only 25 past 6.
7 hours. Up past 7?
No, the meeting starts at 7.
Huh.
Now it's 25 past 6.
6. Oh, that's fine.
Would you like to rest or...
No.
Anything before?
No. That's all right.
Astral chanting always be possible. I ask this because I was chanting in the train. The train makes a noise. Now, I'm surrounded by people.
No.
I can chant audibly.
Audible, if you chant in silence, it is also audible. You have to turn your attention. Is it not?
Yes.
Audible, if you don't make any sound, it still is audible.
You hear. Would it be a good thing to chant audibly on a train full of people?
Why not? They will also hear. They will benefit them. Yes. That's how we used to do that. What to speak of human beings? Even animals, insects, trees, if they hear, they will even just like sunshine. Anyone comes from the sunshine, he'll be ready.
Some people do not like when they hear the mantra. Why is that?
They're unfortunate. Narada, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Naman Duskitana Murha Prabhupante Narada. This is your description. Miscreant, rascal, rest of the mankind. This is your title. Maya Utabjana Asuri Bhava Masuta. Anyone who is not interested in Krishna consciousness, he comes to either of these groups, miscreants, rascal, waste of the mankind, technical knowledge, all these descriptions are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So anyone who is not interested in Krishna consciousness, he can very easily estimate their value on this group. Miscreants, reptiles, rest of the mankind, and robbed of the knowledge, maya hultakyana. They have some academic degrees, but actual knowledge has been taken away by maya. Maya hultakyana. This is their position. Harava bhaktasakutoma harjuna. Don't think they are very sectarian, but it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness, he has no good qualities. He cannot have.
Well, today I had a discussion with a Jewish man in the doctor's office. He said that Christ said in the Bible that he was talking to someone and he said the beggar is, don't think that you are any better than the beggar or the prostitute. And he wanted to know what the meaning of this was. So that I pointed that same thing out, that unless you're Krishna conscious, you have no good qualities, whether you're a rich man or a beggar or anything.
Narādhava.
Why is that in the society? Krishna knew the end of the war. Why is that in the society?
Because Krishna wanted fight. Krishna wanted to fight. Krishna is not non-violent. Bogus non-violent. When there is necessity of fight, there must be fight. Krishna has got two visions. Paritranaya sadhana, vinashaya sudhishthita. He is calm and merciful to the devotees. And he has to kill the non-devotees. But because he is absolute, either he loves or kills, he affects his disciples. That is absolute. Therefore, God is good, all good. In any circumstances, he is good. Even if he kills, the person he kills, he immediately gets salvation. Bhakti.
In the nature of devotion, in the introduction, there was an account of Lord Chaitanya and the disciple of his. And while he was in the presence of Lord Chaitanya, he cast a lustful glance at a woman. And Lord Chaitanya rejected him. And afterwards, his disciples came to him and said, "Please forgive this disciple." Lord Chaitanya said, "You may go and forgive him and don't live with him, and I will stay alone." Afterwards, the young man committed suicide, and when Lord Chaitanya heard that, he said, "He's good, he's very good." This makes me very afraid of committing
a moment to forget this mistake. Like the thing is, the Lord Chaitanya did not like hypocrisy. One should be very much alert against becoming a hypocrite. So this Sato Haridas, he proved to be a hypocrite. Therefore he was so strict.
What became of him after he committed suicide?
I mean, he went to Vaikuntha.
Went to?
Yes, because he was Lord Chaitanya's associate. He, by mistake, he fallen down, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished him. But that does not mean he would not go to Vaikuntha. Good God. Just like father punishes his son, that does not mean he is not admitted in the home. So, that was an exemplary punishment for the hypocrites. Because this Sato Haridas was a renounced order of life. So, for a person who has renounced this world, so even glancing over an old man who is left is also not allowed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the dearest of devotees, was very kind. The dearest is not hypocrite. Anyone who has got wife, it is understood he has sex life, so there is no hypocrisy. So one who poses himself unconsciously and deep and bad, and within heart is thinking of omen, and that is hypocrisy. That way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not die.
That story is there as a warning.
Yeah. Right, anyone, if you have desire to endure, and don't become a sannyasi brahmachari. You become a married man, live peacefully with wife and children. That is allowed. But don't become a hypocrite. Live like a brahmachari and think of woman. This hypocrisy is not. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu scripture. So why you are a hypocrisy? In spiritual life, hypocrisy is a worst qualification. There are four ashramas. Brahmachari ashram, Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, Sannyasa ashram. So, you gradually accept the ashramas and prepare yourself for the final profit. But if you stay in one ashrama, you don't become hypocrite in relationship with your action. You do it perfectly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, major devotee, right, Grihastha householder. He was himself householder. He married twice. But that does not mean when he took sannyas, he would see his wife. No, that is not.
I thought
when
you
commit suicide,
you deny yourself
by punishment.
Is that
right?
If you commit suicide, then you
wonder
to the
Lord.
If a person commits suicide, they deny...
Not ordinary person. That's right. A person playing in the theatrical stage, he commits suicide. But next moment he goes at home. But on the stage he commits suicide. So, when Krishna comes along with the associates to preach something, so they play like ordinary man. But they are not ordinary men. Gauranga Swami Gane Nitya Siddha Boli Mane Sridhaya Radha Madhava Path. All associates are God. They are not ordinary. Nitya Siddha, they are eternally perfect. They are eternally perfect. But because God comes to teach us, so His associates also, just like all the Krishna's wives were kidnapped when Krishna departed, Arjuna was bringing them, and they are totally taken away by some ruffians. But the purpose was that they came to associate with Krishna, so long Krishna was there, then they also went to their respective planets. This song is sung by Narottamdasa. Gaurangara Sangi Gane Nitta Siddha Boli Male. Sejana Radha Madhava Antaranga. Vihura Bhanete Thake Haragauranga Bole Thake Narottama Male Tarasan. That means you are all gentlemen. But not a single gentleman. It is to be supposed, everyone is there. That means you are not a single gentleman. So I have a lot you can bring a notebook so that all the gentlemen present they can read their names on it. And there is a great potency. Do you realize or not?
Of course we do.
There's great potential. Everywhere. So why not combine the push and the combat? That is my intention. Prana is a thing, Dhyavasa. The Bible society, the Christian missionary, they spend crores of rupees but here this Krishna consciousness movement by one man's attempt it has come to such an extent. Why not come by? What is your opinion about this? Prana is a three-dhyavasa. Prana, art, buddhi, vasa.
Should I give a short summary of the activities around the world?
Yes.
But in the last year or so, it's become increasingly apparent, especially in the West, to all people who have an eye out for these things, that this particular spiritual movement is coming to the forefront of all other spiritual movements in the whole world at this time. Being the religion of the future, so to speak, especially among the young people. Of all the movements that have begun in the 50s, 60s, 70s, this movement stands out as the one that is progressing more rapidly and more deep-rootedly than any other in the whole world. So far, spiritual culture is concerned. We saw in our last world tour, all the way from Africa to India to Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Japan, Hawaii, everywhere we've got our
students. Even in Moscow.
Even in Moscow we now have a half a dozen devotees, Russian boys who have given us everything.
Success by the government, otherwise the young men are very much irritated.
Despite all difficulties, they're 10, 16 rounds a day, they're stopping eating meat in a country which is practically impossible to find any fruits and vegetables. And gradually our devotees are working there. So everywhere we've been, we've seen this revolution taking place. Beyond any doubt, now, it comes out, this movement is growing in proportions that no one would have believed a few years back, but which now must be recognized by everyone who tells of man to be the most powerful force of its kind in the whole world today. Because it's genuine, authoritative, it's scientific, it's not sentimental or fashionable, but it probably has made no compromise any trends of the modern times and simply presenting Krishna as he is. Because of this, it is having effect, which is now proving itself in the world. So we have seen that now there are over 100 centers, each center like this one. You can go from one center to the next, and you will find the same things going on. The same arti, the same kirtan, the same prasadam being served, the same rising early at 3:30, 4 o'clock. Same cleanliness, the same standards being maintained in 100 different places around the world without any formal organization. This is a great industrialist and marvel at how Prabhupada has been able to organize in 5 years' time a worldwide organization with 100 branches in which everything is going on smoothly and expansively in every center. So we understand this is because the sincerity of the devotees and Prabhupada has been able to instill philosophy, Vedic philosophy, so that we follow it.
And he said, Tariq knows, having London to our family, bigger, they have no place. Now, gradually, how?
Yes, in the various signs, by Krishna's grace,
yeah.
And by your efforts.
So, he has got great potential. Now, later, I have a nice center in London. That is my
problem. London is the world center.
First class. It's so important city and we have no first class center. Why? There are so many Indians, so many, of course, even other, those are, of course, it is open to everyone. We don't make such he thinks that, that Hindu, Muslim, or Christian are that. No. Everyone is welcome. So, people are accepting. Now let us have, this place is very small. Let us have a very big scale temple. What is the division?
There's more protection.